USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A recent study done by AARP finds that over 87% of American voters want Congress to act to lower drug prices. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke with Stephen Colbert.
We are struggling right now to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They got 1,500 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to make sure that we continue paying the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. So when Biden says we got to lower the cost of prescription drugs, that Medicare's got to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical industry, as the VA now does, the overwhelming majority of the American people support him.
Also, a new federal report says that 3.5 million Americans age 65 and older cannot afford their needed prescription drugs. As the war continues in Ukraine, the United Nations now estimates that more than 10 million people will end up fleeing their homes from Ukraine, including 4 million who may cross the border into neighboring countries. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
European countries are now also dumping Russian vodka. And with the story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquor sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well.
Ken Duberstein, President Ronald Reagan's chief of staff during his final year in office, passed away. He was 77. Duberstein was a close confidant and advisor to Reagan, serving in the White House at the beginning of the Republican president's first term in office and in the home stretch of his second term. He resigned in 1983 and joined a lobbying firm, only to be called back to the White House in 1987. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
He should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. So we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. The moon is about to get walloped by about 3 tons of space junk, a punch that will carve out a crater that could fit a number of semi-tractor trailers. The leftover rocket will smash into the far side of the moon at 5,800 miles an hour on Friday, away from telescopes' prying eyes. It may take weeks or even months to confirm the impact through satellite images. It's been tumbling haphazardly through space, experts believe, since China launched it nearly a decade ago. Tesla chief executive officer Elon Musk said he's inviting labor unions to hold a vote at the electric car maker's California factory. The announcement comes 3 months after the billionaire entrepreneur criticized the Biden administration and Democrats for a proposal to give union-made U.S.-built electric vehicles an additional $4,500 tax incentive. Tesla and foreign automakers do not have unions at their U.S. factories. This is USA Radio News.